Where is Ram Shuddha? Not here. Not here. Ram Shuddha Prabhu is here? Why you are here? Be always near. If you want to sit on chair or near Buddha Prabhu, you can sit. If you are too old. Oh, then you can sit with Buddha Prabhu. Namo Vishnu Padaya. Gaurapeshtaya Bhutale Shri Samad Bhakti Pragyana Keshavaiti Namine Ati Bhakta Charitraya Swasidanan Chapaline Jiva Dukhe Sadartaya Nama Prema Pradana Vancha kalpa taru bhyascha kripa sindhu devacha patitanam pavanekyo vaishnavekyo namo mahabhadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne Gurave Gaura Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya Namo Namaha Yang Prabhrajantamanupetama Petakrityam Dvaipanyanu Virakatar Yajuhava Potreti Tanmetaya Tarvobhinedu Tam sarva bhutaridayam munimanutosna. Namo Narayanam namaskritya naranga chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudiram. My millions of humble obeisances in the Lord's feet of my Gurudev, Om Vishnu Pad, Stotra Srimad Bhakti Pragyan, Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And then, in the Lord's feet of my Shiksha Guru, Om Vishnu Pad, Srimad Bhakti, Vedant Swami Maharaj. Today is very sacred day, the birthday of my Gurudev. He was the right arm of his Gurudev. From beginning of his life, he left college. And he wanted to serve his Gurudev Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. So in the age of 16, when he was studying in college, he left. From beginning we see, from his birth, he was so merciful. He wanted to serve all those who were unhappy, suffering. you know many things about him, especially like Rupa Goswami fulfilled the desire of his Gurudev Śrīla Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, Śrī Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thāpitam Jena Bhūtale Swayam Rūpa Kadā Mayam Dadāpi Sakadam. He fulfilled all the desire that Chaitanya Mahāprabhu had. Why he descended to this world? Who was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sachinandan Gaur Hari? Why he came to this world? Oh, only Rupa Goswami knew all these things. He knew all from the inspiration of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Allahabad Prayag and in Jagannath. He told his all associates, Nityananda Prabhu, Sarup Dhamodar, Raya Ramanand, Gadadhar Pandita, that you should be merciful to this boy so that he can know my heart and he can establish my all desire. And Srila Rupa Goswami established all these things. So, my Gurudev, he fulfilled all desire of his Guru Padma, externally and internally both. He had done so many things that if he was not in this world, then a occasion came that the teachings of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati may washed forever from this world. But our Gurudev, he again established his everything, establishing Gaudiya Patrika, Bhagavat Patrika, so many English.
Harmonist
even, everything. And he established praise for publishing books. He continued Navdeep Dham Parikrama, Brajamandal and all. He continued again to give sannyas, and he introduced. Otherwise, it was stopped after Srila Prabhupada, all these things. He was so bold, keeping his life and soul on his hands. He used to cut all the arguments, though he spoke even something against his Guru Padma. Like, he jumped like a lion, and he stop their mouths to speak anything. So many court cases all did against him, but always he was very victorious. After Srila Prabhupada, more he did. Oh, one thing very important, very, very important in his life. See, every Esi Bhakti Abhay Charanarvinda, he was a disciple of Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami. Our Gurudev joined in 1960, and he joined 1923, perhaps. But from beginning, they were bosom friends. There were so many qualified and so many learned it and tattva and all these things. But he decided that I should take sannyas only from Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, my friend, Pujya Parsidhar Maharaj, Van Maharaj, Tith Maharaj, Vaikhanas Maharaj, so many hundreds of his guru, god brothers were there. But he came like a beggar, penniless, to Mathura. And we all requested, I also requested my Gurudev, request him to take sannyas at once. And then he told that I have decided now. And he took sannyas. I was witness, not only witness.
Head priest.
I gave him danda. I made him danda. I taught him how to
use lion cloth.
Cloth and all the other things. So he became my also friend, my shiksha guru. So many relations at a time. Sannyas, god brother. And we continue till his departure from this world. And in the same way, he told me and requested me that you should give my samadhi. I'm not going to be here no more. You should give my samadhi with your own hand and try to help my devotees that I have collected them. So many things. So this was a very prominent thing he did. And then he preached over the whole world. You know how many things. So I think that it will be better that you are very qualified, you should glorify that you know. Especially I have written everything, all things. His teaching, his life and everything. In his life and teachings. So I don't remember all now. But I think you are young, you are remembering all these things. So I think it will be proper that there are so many bhakta.
Speakers.
So, in brief, essence of 15 minutes. I think that Sriman Madhava Maharaj should speak first. Why they make like so? Cannot you?
Mic was there, then if you louder, they could not control the speed to make it lower.
From tomorrow, you should make it long.
In the corner there.
I'm very happy, so much happy to meet devotees from all over Europe.
All room is full.
From Britain. So many have come. From Holland. So many have come.
And from England also so many.
And from Russia, Rus, from here and there, from Italy, from where?
Croatia.
Croatia, and so many.
Afghanistan.
I went to meet them personally.
From America.
And I think that gradually we are here, you can all meet. I want to speak face to face to all, and my blessings to all. So now our class is going on. Ekhane chole ana.
Om Agyanati Mirandhasa Jnananjana-salakaya Chakshurunmilitam yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Namam Vishnupadaya Acharya Singha Rupine Srimad Bhakti Prajnana Kesavaiti Namine Gaurasvaya Vigrahaya Krishna Kamaika Charine Rupanuga Pravaraya Vinodati Sarupine Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
First of all, I pay my humble obeisances to the lotus feet of my Aradha Guru Pada Padma Om Vishnu Pad Parivraja Kacharya Varja Stotra Sarasimad Bhukti Vedanta Sula Bhaman Goswami Maharaj and Om Vishnu Pad Sismad Bhukti Vedanta Sula Narayan Goswami Maharaj. After that, my Param Guru Dev, whose appearance day is today, Nitya Lila Prishtam Vishnu Pad Sula Bhukti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. And I pay my obeisances to all audience who assembled here to hear Harikatha from the lotus leaf of Srila Gurudev. As Srila Gurudev command me to give some offerings the lotus feet of my Param Gurudev, I shall try at my level best to make it in brief. In his Pranam Mantra, that Gaurasaya Vigrahaya Krishna Kamaika Charine Rupanuga Pravaraya Vinodeti Sarupine Gaurasaya Vigrahaya means who is Asaya Vigraha of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or who has taken shelter exclusively in the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So Gaurasaya Vigrahaya means Asaya Vigraha of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means Nityananda Prabhu. Srila Param Gurudev is manifestation of Nityananda Prabhu. So he is Gaurasaya Vigrahaya. And Krishna Kamaika Charine. Kam means desire. He always moves in this world, the desire of Krishna. He is a Krishna Kamaika Charine, not his own desire. By Krishna's desire, he came in this world. Why? To fulfill Krishna's desire. So Krishna Kamaika Charine. All his activity depend on Krishna's desire, not like ourselves. And Rupanuga Pravaraya, the best among all Rupanuga devotee. So who is Rupanuga? Then you have to give little details. So Rupa Goswami Pada has explained in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Iste Sarasiki Raga Paramavishtata Bhavet Tanumaija Bhavet Bhakti Satya Raga Dimikodita. Ishta Sarasiki Raga. Ishta means their Aradha Dev, their worshipful deity. Ishta Sarasiki Raga. Who have spontaneous love and affection for Krishna. And for the service of Krishna, they have too much absorbed in his service. Who are they? Eternal Brajavasi in Golok Vrindavan. And for that, their bhakti called Ragatmi. Like in Braj, in Sakharas, Subal, Madhumangal, Ujjal, etc., in Vatsala Ras, there are so many headed by Sri Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Maiya. In Sringar Ras, Lalita Visakha, etc., headed by Gauriya Aradha, Srimati Radha Thakurani. Their eternal associates, they have rag, they have affection in their soul, so that agatmik jan. Raganugam anusitta ya saraganugacchate. Whoever want to follow them in this world and want to enter that realm, they call raganuga. Just like in this world, who are doing bhajan now and want to get mood of sakharas, either vatsala ras or madhur ras, to get that mood. So who is doing bhajan in this world to get that mood, they are called raganuga. So among raganuga devotee, our Param Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj is best, rupanuga pravaraya. Vinodeti sarupine. Vinodeti sarupine means, by his constitutional form, his name is Vinod. So we have seen Keshava Goswami Maharaj, that what is his constitutional form? Means, in the pastime of divine couple, is Vinod. Vinod means to give pleasure, good pleasure. Have to explain little more details, then you can understand. Srimati Radha Thakurani has five types of sakhis. Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, and Priyanarma Sakhi. Among them, Nitya Sakhi and Pran Sakhi, they are called Bhavallasrati, or they are roti called Bhavallasrati, or they are called Manjari. So, Vinodari Sarupine means he is Vinod Manjari of Srimati Radha Thakurani. What is her duty in divine cup in Vrindavan pastime? To give pleasure to Sri Vinod Bihari and Sri Vinodini. Vinodini means Sri Krishna's pleasure potency. How come Vinod Manjari can give pleasure to Sri Vinod and Srimati Vinodini? Especially the Radhika's group, they never want that Krishna will go other than Radhika's Kunja to meet his other sakhis. This is not their desire. They don't like at all. They could not tolerate this. If Krishna will go to opposite party of Srimati Radha Thakurani and came back from her kunja, her groves, they could not tolerate. If Krishna came after meeting with Chandravali and others, the Vinod Manjari and others headed by Rup Manjari, they could not tolerate this. If Krishna will come, want to enter his Radhika's kunja, they will tell to Krishna, who are you? Who are you? Come here. Krishna told, oh, I am Hari, means I am Singha. Hari Hari Jahi. Oh no, I am Madhav, means Ma means Lakshmi, Dhav means Pati. I am husband of Lakshmi. Here you, Krishna want to say, Sarva Lakshmi Hari Kanta Radhika Para Devata. I am paramour of Srimati Radhika. And they are taking meaning that husband of Lakshmi means Vaikunthadhipati Narayan. Then he told, no, I am Kesav. Kesav means Kesam Vayati Sanskaroti Iti.
Please come down.
So they are telling, Hari Hari Jahi, Madhava Jahi, Jahi Kesav, Jahi Madhava, Mahabhada Koitava Vadam. By this way, they are want to keep Krishna away from Radhika. Is that desire to keep away Krishna from Radhika? No. Why so? Srila Jiva Goswami Pad and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, as explained in Ujjal Nilmani in their commentary, Vinod means Vinoda Vilasaha Durikaranangva. Srila Jiva Goswami Pad and Chakravarti Thakur, Vinoda Ananda Visheshana Durikaranangva. So, by this way, they are keeping
Krishna aye from Srimati Radhika to increase his utkantha, eagerness for Srimati Radhika. By this way, Srila Vinod Manjari is giving pleasure to Sri Vinod and Sri Vinodini. So he Vinodeti Sarupine.
What he did in this world.
So
this is more important here.
Srila Param Gurudev, his life is for, he offered his life for his Guru Seva. Because Guru Seva is the backbone of spiritual life. Just like if you have no backbone, you could not sit straight or even could not sit, you can only lie down on the bed. So similarly, the Guru service, the nishtha, steadiness in Guru Padma is backbone of spiritual life. When he joined in mod, Prabhupada told once, I want to make so many mods here and there in 9 islands and here and there all over the world. And one disciple of Prabhupada, Saroji Basini Devi, he asked Prabhupada, you have no person with you, only very few, 2 or 3. Who will take care of your all mods? Then Prabhupada told, why not? My Vinod will take care of everything. If Prabhupada knows how qualified Vinod will be in the future. So he told, my Vinod will take care. So no problem. So when Mayapur was completely the clutches of Mohammedan, they put so many graveyard here and there. So Param Gurudev thought once, how to make it very pleasant. So he grew some plants, some creepers, and some flowers, and some trees, like 4 or 5 years put in chop. When they became little grow, in one day, he was making fencing there, not fencing by making wall. The Mohammedans came and told, what you are doing? At that time, our Param Gurudev was famous by name Vinod Babu, like landlord, in Jamindar style always. Oh, I am making safe for you all. Then you can come and quiet, no one can disturb you. They became very happy. Oh, Vinod Babu is so merciful. He is doing so many things for us. After a few days, he took another brahmacharis and some laborers, took the old graveyard and went to Ganges and put that plants, mango tree and some roses here and there. The next day when they came, they saw there is nothing left over there, like a very beautiful garden. Then they went to police. Police came for inquiry. Then Param Gurudev told, oh, we never seen any graveyard here. This garden of our Sriman Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. When he joined from 1916, I have seen this garden. How can? He told the last night is the transfer. In one night, mango tree became this tall, 6 feet, 10 feet. So many roses are blossoming here. How come it's possible in one night? They can do any here? Police thought, yes. Vinod Babu is speaking true. How come in one night will be changed? Then they, no, their idea is bogus. Vinod Babu is true. Because Mahaprabhu's Jagmaya potency, they feel that they are intelligent. Because any pure devotee want to do something, then Mahaprabhu and his pleasure, Jagmaya Prabhu always help them. So by this way, he rescued that land from Mohammedan. Nowadays, there is Jogpit Mundi and other who used to go every year. And the Samadhi of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, under control of Lalita Prasad, the youngest son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, one day, Param Prabhupada told, no one is here that can take the place of Bhakti Vinod Thakur in our under. Param Gurudev humbly did him pranam. Oh Gurudev, oh Prabhupada, if you ordered me by your order and by your causeless mercy, it will be happen, no problem. So okay, you can try. Param Gurudev, he sent some person who expert in stick, to play in stick, to beat by stick, very expert. Prabhupada, Param Gurudev told, go in God room, and going there you will jump and beat each other. play each other and told, oh, Vinod Babu is coming. Let the prasad run away from you, otherwise Vinod Babu will crack your head. Don't be here anymore. Vinod is coming very soon with so many persons. Seeing their activity, he became so fearful and ran away from there. When Paramudev came, then he took position there. And coming back, he told Prabhupada, now it is under your control. No more control by others. He became very happy. And Param Gurudev, always in Jamindari style, used to sit on chair and keeping his feet on the table, always shaking his feet. Any sannyasi or brahmachari will come, they pay their full prostration and ask something, and he will reply, and they will pay again full prostration and go. So he will not change his position. Once, Param Pujya Pad, Srila Sridhara Goswami Maharaj, when he came first time, and seeing this, he became surprised. Who is this brahmachari so influenced? Sannyasis are coming, they are paying obeisances, he is still in the same position. Inquiry came in his mind, then he came to ask others, oh, you don't know? These are Vinodda. The brahmachari, Mathavasi, they are not called Vinod Babu. That Vinodda means our elder brother, Vinod Brahmachari, Vinodda. When he joined Mott, then he came to know his influence. So, Bhakti Vinod Thakur purchased the land for Prabhupada, but the tenants not paying tax. Prabhupada was little odd. Prabhupada was not little odd at all. He wanted to show the whole world how qualified my Vinod is in all and every respect. So through Param Gurudev, he collected the old tax in a day or two. He wanted to show the whole world how my Vinod Brahmachari is good manager, good in bhajan, in every respect. Once somebody wrote to Prabhupada, Vinod is not doing bhajan, chanting, nothing else. He's only taking care of Jami.
Thank you so much time.
So yes. Param Gurudev, Prabhupada told, yeah, I am finishing just now. Then Prabhupada told, whoever...
He left something for remnant for others also.
Whoever against Vinod, they are not Vaishnav. I thought, no one is here like my Vinod. By this way, Prabhupada replied very strongly. Then everybody came to know how Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, Vinod of Prabhupada, how near and dear to him. So from that day, no one has dared to say anything against Srila Param Gurudev. When he is reading, when he is doing, none can understand anything at all. So today is appearance day of Srila Bhakti Pradhan Keshava Goswami Maharaj Param Gurudev. I pay my obeisances. He best to his causeless mercy, just like he fulfilled his Gurudev's desire and serve him eternally. I want to serve in the same way. If anything wrong, please excuse me. I am begging excuse for everyone. If anything is good, then the mercy of Gurudev. So please bless me, then I can serve Gurudev eternally. Hare Krishna. Pancha Golpataru Bhakta Jivasin Dukhaye Vacha Patita Mantra Vanadhyo Vishnavi Dhyo Vanadhyo
Shyam Rani. Better you should come.
To come here.
Om Jnanam Timurandasya Jnanam Yena Salagaya Chaksurum Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. First I offer my unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Padamarajatama Diksha Guru Pada Padma Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Stavadrisita Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada. And the same unlimited obeisances in the dust of the lotus feet of my Padamarajatama Shiksha Guru Pada Padma Om Vishnu Pad Astavadrisita Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Vedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. And to my Param Gurudev, Nitya Lila Pravishta Om Vishnu Pada Stotra Sita Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj. to all of our Guru Varga and all the assembled devotees. As Srila Gurudev explained some minutes ago, his Gurudev fulfilled the innermost desire of his Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, both internally and externally. Sri Padmadav Maharaj explained in the beginning of his dissertation how he fulfilled his innermost desire internally and externally as well. Just as Srila Gurudev explained, Srila Rupa Goswami established the innermost desire of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially at Rath Yatra time. So, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj did that same glorious thing in the line of Srila Rupa Goswami by establishing Rath Yatra in Navadvip Dham. Srila Gurudev mentioned that Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established so many things that were stopped and would have been washed away from the world had Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj not re-established it, such as giving of sannyas vesh, such as re-establishing the publications Gaudiya Patrika, Bhagavat Patrika, that is the Bengali and Hindi monthly magazines, and re-establishing Braj Mandala Parikrama and Navadvipa Parikrama. But this Rath Yatra established in Navadvip was not previously established by Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. This was inaugurated by Gurudev's Gurudev. So, a couple of years ago, on Baladev's appearance day, Gurudev was explaining how Baladev is a Khanda Guru Tattva, and it is the duty of the disciple to fulfill the innermost desire of Sri Gurudev. He said that many, many years ago, back in 1969, there was some criticism of his Gurudev, and he expressed how he served the innermost desire of his Gurudev. As Sri Padmadav Maharaj was giving that in that realm, and then Gurudev said, but we also have to give it in this realm. So how his Gurudev fulfilled, how Gurudev is fulfilling the innermost desire of his Gurudev in that world and also in this world by protecting his integrity and establishing his glory in the following regard. He said that during the time of his Gurudev, he established Rath Yatra procession and festival in Navadvip Dham. And while he was physically present, nobody criticized him. A year after he departed, though, some persons wrote an article giving objections to his doing that. The objections were that it is not following Rupanuga Vaishnavism. The objection was that when the gopis see a chariot, because they remember the chariot of Akrura, they feel terrified in their heart. Their objection was that this was not previously established by Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj's Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, that Navadvip is Veena Vrindavan. It's not different from Vrindavan, and Rath Yatra is never done in Vrindavan. No Gaudiya Vaishnava has ever established Rath Yatra in Navadvip before. Therefore, it's unbona fide. So Gurudev said when he read this article, he said he could not sleep that night. He was so agitated and upset that his Gurudev and his Gurudev's mission was being criticized and with the intention of undermining. So he himself, in December of 1969, wrote an article in his Bhagavad Patrika defending the
activity of his Gurudev in a very beautiful way, and I'll try to summarize that. He said, first of all, he said, it's interesting that although this article came from the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, which is under Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Maharaj, that no one has showed this article to the Honorable Editor-in-Chief, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, that they did this independently. Then he said, we will meet objection after objection. The first objection is that Navadvip is non-different from Vrindavan, and Rath Yatra is never performed in Vrindavan. Gurudev said, this is absolutely false, because for hundreds and hundreds of years, in Vrindavan, in the main temples, Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath temple, in great pomp and grandeur, the Rath Yatra festival has been going on. And in all the Goswami's temples, not only in Vrindavan, but in Mathura, in Nandagaon, and in other places in Braj Mandala, in great opulence, the Rath Yatra procession has been going on for hundreds of years. Not only in Vrindavan, not only in Braj Mandala, but the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are doing this also in Bengal. Gurudev gave the example of Kamalakara Pippalai, who is a devotee, associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he was one of the 12 cowherd boyfriends of Krishna who came as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associate. And he established Jagannath worship and Rath Yatra in Bengal. And the Vyas, modern Vyas Dev, since this is Vyas Puja Day, the modern Vyas, that is Vrindavan Das Thakur, established the worship of Jagannath in his own village of Sripat. And this is going on in great opulence down to the present day. And there are many other examples all over India where Gaudiya Vaishnavism is followed. Another objection, that this is not in the line of Rupanuga Vaishnavism. So Gurudev said, who is Rupanuga? The first Rupa is Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari. Sanatana Goswami is one of the first Rupanugas. He is Lavanga Manjari. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of Radharani. Swarup Damodar is Lalita, Vishaka is Rai Ramananda. And they all engaged in Rath Yatra festival together. In fact, the Rath Yatra festival is establishing the mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And who is Rupa Goswami? He is the establisher of the innermost desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Rupanuga Vaishnavas are his followers. So Gurudev explained that, as he said here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uttered a very beautiful prayer from Sahitya Darpan, that is a mundane Sanskrit poetry of a wife speaking to her husband, Yatkamara Hara, Saevahi, that is, now, O husband, you and I are meeting, and it's very nice, but I'm not happy now that we're meeting as husband and wife. Previously, when we weren't married, when there was no free passport to meet, when we weren't allowed to meet, at that time we were so happy. We were under the Vaitasi tree. Reva Rodasi Vaitasi Tarutale. The Vaitasi tree is a thorn tree, but it's so strong that even in the greatest cyclone or hurricane, where any other tree would break and be blown away and washed away by the wind and waters, the Vaitasi tree just bends and flows with the wind. So our love was like that. Although the Vaitasi tree is a thorn tree, that means there were so many obstacles to our meeting, that made us have no obstacles. We met freely and we were so happy. But now we have a free pass to meet. But the problem is now it's getting boring because there's no risk of that paramour love. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uttered this verse of a mundane poet, and no one could understand it, except Swarup Damodar and one boy, that is Rupa Goswami, at that time not Goswami, he was Rupa. And he wrote a corollary verse, Priya So Young Krishna, that is, he wrote this verse and put it on his, on the roof of his hut, on a palm leaf, that is, O Krishna, you are the same beloved, and I am the same lover, Radharani. And now we're meeting here at Kurukshetra. But I'm not happy here. I want you to come back to Vrindavan, and with your peacock feather in your hair and your flute in your hands, I want to hear you play your sweet flute in the fifth note. So this is the mood of Rath Yatra. And Gurudev is glorifying and defending the integrity of his Gurudev by saying, this is the actual mood of Rupanuga. Then another objection is that if the gopis see the chariot, they will be terrified. So here this Rath Yatra is a chariot. So Srila Gurudev explained that not every chariot terrifies the gopis. When Uddhav came on his chariot to give the message of Krishna, and then he was leaving to go back to Dwarka, all the gopis and gopis and all the residents of Vrindavan, in great joy, gave Uddhava so many presentations for Krishna, and was so happy that he was going to bring their gifts to Krishna. When Baladev came to bring the message of Krishna, everybody in Braj welcomed him, and they were so happy. And after killing of Dantavakra, Krishna himself came back to Braj. And all the residents, seeing the chariot with the flag of Hanuman, with the flag of Garuda, they leaped for joy seeing that Krishna was coming back. So this Rath Yatra chariot is the chariot of Krishna Laya Braja Jai A Baba Antare. The internal mood of Rath Yatra is that let us take Krishna back to Vrindavan. He's been in Dwarka for 60 or 70 years. The Vrijbasis have been almost dead in separation. And now, by this Rath Yatra festival, or by the gopis meeting Krishna in Vrindavan, they're bringing Krishna by heart back to Vrindavan. Another objection was that Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the Gurudev of our Param Gurudev, never did this. So Gurudev explained that there was a natural commentary of Vedanta Sutra by the very author of Vedanta Sutra, Srila Veda Vyasadeva, as Gurudev explained this morning. So for a while that was the only commentary, and that was the natural commentary. But then Baladev Vidyabhusan, when the time was needed, and when there was a criticism that because you Gaudiya Vaishnavas don't have a commentary for Vedanta Sutra, therefore you're not a bona fide Sampradaya. So Baladev Vidyabhusan was sent by Srila Viswanath Chakrabarti Thakur and Jiva Goswami to go to Jaipur, and he himself wrote a new commentary. So Gurudev is asking, was this commentary a bad thing because it wasn't done before, or did it establish the glory of our Gaudiya Sampradaya? So previously, although Rath Yatra was performed in all around Vrindavan, Braj Mandala, Bengal, Gauda Mandala, it wasn't performed previously in Navadvip. But now the time was to establish Mahaprabhu's glories there in this way, to establish Mahaprabhu's mood. So therefore, it's the glory of the Gaudiya Sampradaya, Gurudev is saying, that Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Gosain Maharaj established it. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established so many things that weren't going on before. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and the Goswamis, being humble and not wanting to imitate their Ishtadev, they took only Babaji Vesh, being humble. But later on, that Babaji Vesh became,
corrupted.
And they all became like Sahajiyas and very proud. So, and very degraded in their activities. So Srila Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur reestablished sannyas and Daivi Varnashram. That wasn't done before, but he established it because the time was needed. So in this way, Srila Gurudev is defending the glory of his Gurudev. And he said, if one does not serve the manobhistya, or the innermost desire of his Gurudev, or he cannot do that himself, if he does not support those who are establishing and serving the innermost desire of his Gurudev, bona fide Gurudev, then he's not really a disciple, but rather he's a eunuch. So Srila Gurudev is establishing the manobhistya of his Gurudev and the manobhistya of our Srila Prabhupada, who's establishing the innermost desire of Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, who established the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is that Krishna wanted to taste the three glories of Srimati Radhika and establish the supremacy of Srimati Radhika and the supremacy of Vrindavan. Just one last thing. In a few days, you're going to see a very beautiful drama showing that Rath Yatra is the establishment of the glory of the Brijbasi's love and the glory of the love of Srimati Radhika. Because Krishna was in Dwarka and he was hearing Rohini explain the glories of Braj to the queens of Krishna. By hearing the glories of Braj, Krishna and Baladev and Subhadra all melted to become Jagannath, Baladev and Subhadra. And then Narada, seeing this, he said, please stay somewhere in the world, in this form, so that people can gradually develop understanding of the love of Srimati Radhika and the gopis, and follow in their footsteps.
Oh, thank you. Sriman Padmanabh Maharaj, will you speak something?
Namo Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namo Vishnupadaya Radhikaya Priyatmane Shri Srimad Bhaktivedanta Narayanati Namine. Namo Vishnupadaya Acharya Singha Rupane Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyana Keshaviti Namine. Atimartya Charitraya Swasrita Nancha Padane Jiva Dukke Sadarathaya Shri Nama Prema Dhyane Vancha Kalpacharu Pascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaya Vacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo.
Here should come some.
On this auspicious appearance day of our beloved Param Gurudev, Nitya Lila Purusha, Om Vishnu Pada Stotara Sata Shri Srimad Bhakti Pragyan Keshava Goswami Maharaj, I would like to attempt to glorify his divine character. We are so fortunate that we are having this opportunity in the presence of his most beloved disciple, our beloved Gurudev, who actually has fulfilled the innermost desire of Srila Param Gurudev within this world.
Turn it up. Louder.
In his pranam mantra, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj is described as Ati Martya Charitraya. This means that his character, his divine qualities, were completely supramundane, completely transcendental in nature. We are fortunate that we have the beautiful biography which has been written by Srila Gurudev. All of us can read and we can hear about his most glorious character and activities. So I want to recount just a few of these beautiful qualities that he possessed. Srila Keshav Maharaj, even when he was a tiny little child, there was one incident which, just like coming events cast their shadows. So Srila Keshav Maharaj, when he was a little boy, he was so very beautiful, and his beautiful effulgent face with his beautiful effulgent eyes were so captivating that all of the older people in the neighborhood, in the village, they used to call him Jyotsna or Jona, because this means moonbeam. So his mother was so attached to her beautiful little child. But one day, after giving him an oil massage with mustard oil and placing him in the sunlight in a neighboring courtyard, one eagle came from the sky, and it, with its talons, it grabbed a hold of this little baby and suddenly flew high into the sky. And everyone became completely terrorized. They could not believe that this was happening. And they were chasing after this eagle here and there. And his mother practically was fainting on the ground. And somehow or other, no one could understand why, very nearby, the eagle flew down again and placed this beautiful baby onto some floating betel nut bark, which was floating in a nearby khan.
Like a small boat.
Yes, like a boat. And placed this baby down and very gently, and he was simply floating there. And then all of the people came and took this baby again, and they could not understand how this incident took place, why this came. From his very early childhood, he showed the most extraordinary qualities. When he was going to school, in his young age, it was very popular at that time that the students would perform different types of charitable activities, and he engaged, along with his school friends, in starting a particular association in which they would go to nearby houses and they would beg for clothing and food and such, and they would help people who were poor, people who were very sick, or they had no means of livelihood. So one day he came back from the entire day very late at night. His mother, who was actually the daughter of a zamindari, he took birth in a very high aristocratic Vaishnava family, landowner family in East Bengal. So she was waiting there with a stick because she was raising her son on her own because his father had passed away a few years before. And she was very stern, very disciplinarian mother because she was raising all of her children. And so she was waiting there at the doorway when he came back at night with this stick. "So where have you been?" she said to him, very sternly. And he just stood there, very peacefully, very calmly. And she told, "What are you doing, coming back late at night like this? This is very bad activity. Now you will become like some kind of ruffian going around, coming back late at night. I'll never have this." And she was being ready to beat him. "Now you answer me. Where have you been?" So then, very peacefully and very calmly, he explained, "My dear mother, the whole day I was going about in the villages because we were trying to help one lady who had cholera. She was suffering from cholera, and she had no means of support, and she had nothing, no one to depend upon. So we went around the entire day and begging from villagers and supplying so many medicines for her and supplying the various needs that she had. And now we have settled her, and she is getting better from the medicines. So in this way, I was engaged the entire day until this late time. So now I have come home, and when his mother heard these words, immediately her eyes became filled with tears, and she embraced her son. And then she told, I'll never discipline you again like this, in this way. So many qualities manifested in his childhood character, in his youth. He was also an astonishing scholar. Even in school, his professors, sometimes, who were not Vaishnavas, some of them were Mayavadis, in Bengal they used to use Sri Chaitanya Charitamritam as one of the syllabus. And sometimes they would quote different shlokas from Chaitanya Charitamritam, and then the teacher would begin to explain them in an impersonalistic way. So at that time, Vinod Bihari would counter them, and he would defeat with perfect Vaishnav Siddhant, and he would completely astonish all of his teachers by his knowledge of Shastra and his clear understanding and ability to express. So in this way, he proved that so many extraordinary qualities in his youth. And when he was about 15 years old or 16 years old, he had two aunties who he was living in a nearby village with. And these two aunties were actually the first and the second female initiated disciples of Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And they were also very good Vaishnavis. So he became influenced by them very positively. And one day they took him to meet Srila Prabhupada. It was the Gaurmandala Parikrama time in Sri Mayapur Dham. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Prabhupada was staying there at Jogapith. So at that time, he met his Guru Maharaj. And from the moment that he met him, he decided that he wanted to surrender his life to him. So the whole Gaurmandala Parikrama took place, and they heard so much Harikatha from Srila Prabhupada. And after the festival, then on Gaurpurnima day, he received Harinam initiation from Srila Prabhupada. And then, a few days later, after most of the people had left, Srila Prabhupada was still continuing to give so much beautiful Harikatha. And one day he was sitting with a few of these, there was only a few brahmacharis in the mat at that time. And they were all sitting, his aunties and Vinod Bihari. And then at that time, Srila Prabhupada started to tell that, I want to start temples in every island of Navadvip Dham. I want to proclaim the glories of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu throughout the length and breadth of India by starting mats and temples all throughout India. I want to start a very great printing press, Brihat Mridanga, to proclaim the teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the length and breadth of the entire world. And like this, he began to tell his whole vision. So at that time, the two aunties, one of them who was sitting there, she told to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, it is very amazing, this wonderful vision that you have, but I am wondering, how will it be possible that this can take place? Because even now, you have barely enough brahmacharis to even ring the bells during the Artik ceremony here. So how will you have so many followers that will be able to take care of so many mats? Then at that time, he looked at Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, and he said, Vinod, he will do all these things. So at that time, Srila Prabhupada predicted, and actually this came true, because later on, after a few years, Srila Vinod Bihari Brahmachari left his studies. He was excelling so much in university, but he left all of this behind, and understanding that this human form of life is so rare, and to get the opportunity of having Sadguru in this lifetime comes after many, many lifetimes. So he decided that he would give up his education, and at that time he came to the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada and surrendered himself there. And from the very moment that he came, he was constantly engaged as the most intimate servitor of Srila Prabhupada, and he engaged as the complete director and superintendent of all the Gaudiya Mats. As the Gaudiya Mat preaching expanded, he took charge under the direction of Srila Prabhupada, and saw to the upkeep of all the lands, of all the temples, even the Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur Institute School, he became the director of this. So there is one very beautiful story that Srila Gurudev tells every year when we go to visit the original Sri Chaitanya Math. There is a very beautiful jackfruit tree, and when we go there, Srila Gurudev often tells this pastime that when they had gone, one Gaurmandala Parikrama, they had gone to the mat of Srila Bhakti Rakshak Sridhar Goswami Maharaj in Navadvip Dham to pay their obeisances there. And from his lotus mouth, they heard an incident that he described to them of the first time that he himself had come to Mayapur Dham. So when he came, the whole Gaurmandala Parikrama was taking place, and he had gone to the Jogpeet and to Srivasangan, and now he came to the Chandrasekhar Bhavan. And when he came inside of Chaitanya Math, he came upon this one sight of a white-clad brahmachari sitting on a chair with his feet up, resting on a table in front of him, with his arms folded and his eyes closed and kind of leaning back in his chair like this, deeply absorbed in some kind of thought. And he was sitting underneath this jackfruit tree. So Srila Sridhar Maharaj was watching this.
Oh, he came, he was not Mathvasi, and he was
Srila
Sridhar Maharaj had come from, he was a householder at that time.
He was just studying law.
Yes, law student, and he was also from a very aristocratic Brahmin family, Bhattacharya family in Bengal. So he came and he saw this sight, and what he saw was that many brahmacharis and white-clad persons, they were coming, all saffron and white, and they were all offering obeisances to him. Yeah, I'm getting to that. They were offering obeisances to him, speaking a couple words, and he would acknowledge with his eyes closed, and then they would go away. And then suddenly one sannyasi came, and he paid his dandavat pranams to him. And then he opened his eyes for a few moments without paying his respects back, just acknowledging that he was present, and he spoke some words to him, and then the sannyasi paid his respects and he went away. So Ramananda, Srila Sridhar Maharaj, at that time Ramananda, he was looking at this and he thought, what is this? This is a very amazing thing that sannyasis and brahmacharis and all are coming to this very young white-clad brahmachari. He must be some very amazing person. So at that time he met Srila Vinod Bihari Brahmachari, and they had some conversations, and from that time onwards, they were the very most intimate friends. But this shows, just one little example, this shows how exalted was Srila Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. Many times, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur wanted to give him sannyas, because he had given sannyas to a number of his leading disciples. But on two occasions, when he decided that he wanted to give him sannyas, even the cloth and the danda had been prepared. But the other devotees, the other disciples who were leading disciples in the Gaudiya Math, they told to Srila Prabhupada that, oh, it will not be good. How will everything be run? If he takes sannyas, then everything will be ruined, because he's taking care as the superintendent of all the Gaudiya Maths. So please don't give him sannyas now. So in this way, he didn't accept externally the sannyas order from Srila Prabhupada. But one very famous incident in Sri Navadvip Dham Parikrama in 1926, I think it was. So at that time, in Navadvip Dham, there were so many very envious caste Goswamis and smarta brahmanas who were very much up in arms against Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, because he was preaching Divya Varnashram Dharma, that it is not simply by birth that someone is a brahmana, but by guna karma vibhagasha, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, chaturvarnyam mayashristam guna karma vibhagasha. So in this way, they felt very threatened, because they had the monopoly, and so many people were coming to them and giving so many donations, and they were maintaining their livelihood just by dint of being born in some Brahmin family lineage. So Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati became the target of their aggression. And they decided in such an envious way that they wanted to harm him and even take his life. So they made one plot. And they even paid off the local police in the area of Navadvip Dam. They had a plan that they were going to attack him in the middle of his Navadvip Parikrama. So there was a very huge Parikrama party coming in Sri Navadvip Dam near Paramatala Prodhamaya Mandir in the center of the township there, Puliagram. So at that time, Srila Prabhupada was sitting with the whole assembly of Vaishnavas. They had arrived there. And then suddenly, from the sky in all directions on the rooftops, they were throwing down so many stones, sharp stones, and even broken bottles, thundering down hundreds and thousands of pieces. And suddenly, the whole crowd looked up and they began to scatter in every single direction to save their own life. But one person did not run to save his own life. Who is that? Sri Vinod Bihari Brahmachari. Very quickly, he grabbed his Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, and ran into one open doorway. He knew that this doorway was the place of a person that was a supporter. And immediately he ran inside of the house and closed the door behind him. Then when he was inside of there, he told, "Please, Srila Prabhupada, you please give me your sannyas dress and I will take your identity and you take my white cloth. Very safely then, I'll be able to bring you back to Mayapur Dham unharmed like this." So at that moment, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave his sannyas dress and he handed him his danda in his hands. And then he was taken to safety in Mayapur Dham. And in this way, Srila Vinod Bihari Brahmachari risked his life to save the life of his Gurudev. So he is known as Kriti Ratna. Kriti Ratna is the title that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave to him because he was the jewel of performers who do the most glorious activities. We cannot even begin to recount in this very short gathering all the wonderful episodes within his life, all the astonishing activities that he performed during the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati and after establishing Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti and completely restarting, as Gurudev said, restarting the entire preaching mission that had practically ground to a complete halt. All the printing presses, everything. After Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur left, then all the preaching was practically stopped. All throughout India. So, at that time, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj and also our Srila Prabhupada at that time householder, Abhay Charanaravinda Prabhu and one other god brother, they founded Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti together, and they began to restart the whole preaching mission of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Thank you.
All glories to Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai.
Very good. Oh, Shripad Bhudhar Prabhu will explain that how he was dead for
Mayavad
and how he wrote the life and teachings of Mayavad. So briefly, he will speak something.
Om Agyan Manandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshur Manikam Jain Tasmai Shri Gurave Maha. Offer my humble obeisances to my spiritual master, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and to Sripad D.V. Narayan Maharaj.
All want to see you. Better you can come here. Thank you.
And also my humble obeisances and many thanks to Sripad Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj. But again, I have to thank Gurudev very recently, along with the help of some other devotees here. I've had the pleasure to work on a very important book Many of you know this book called Vaishnavi Jai. This book was originally printed, I think it was in 1964, by Bhakti Pragya, by Sripad Bhaktivedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj. And this book is a compilation of essays that Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj wrote. This book will be published quite soon, and when you have a chance to read it, it will be an amazement to you all. It was an amazement to me because what became clear is how much our Guru Varga is actually working together to help the conditioned souls and to promote Rupanuga Vaishnavism to the entire world, but especially how they're working together to defeat the bane of Mayavad impersonal philosophy. I'm sure that many of you, like me, have had at different times difficulty in understanding exactly what Mayavad philosophy is, where it comes from, and how much of a negative influence it is on our world today. And this book is a jewel because it actually gives us the complete history and philosophy of how this Mayavad philosophy has developed over the years in such a scholarly way, by referencing not only the life of Shankara, but also Buddhist philosophy, and how the two philosophies are actually, in essence, very much non-different. So I'm, despite being a humble editor and looking to clarify a few grammatical errors in the translation, I'm not very qualified to really speak at length about the book. There are many more senior Vaishnavas here who can explain it in greater detail. But let me say that, in essence, the book will be, by the way, will be available in Navadvipa Parikram. It's being published now. And I guess it's taken about 70 years for a bona fide copy of it to finally be made available in the English language, thanks to Srila Gurudev. And when you read this book, it will put into context just what a very special chance we have by associating with the pure devotees and understanding how much God is a person and how much, in the spiritual sense, we are all people, we are all persons, and how the beauty of the relationship that comes between us and Krishna is being made available by the Vaishnavas and the Vaishnavacharyas. So thank you very much. I'm sure there are more qualified people to speak at length about this, so thank you for the chance to address you.
But don't touch other had told after that.
Om Gyanati Varanhasya Gyanandana Salaka Chakshur Anvalitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Namo Vishnu Pada Gaura Prashtaya Bhutale Sisi Mad Bhakti Pragyana Keshavai Dinamine Atimarcha Charitraya Swasritanam Chapaline Jiva Dukhe Sadartaya Srinam Prema Padayane.
First of all, I offer my Sastang Dandavat Pranam thousands and thousands of times at the lotus feet of Asvadhyaya Paranaradhatama Guru Pada Padma, my holy master, Om Vishnu Pada Shodra Satsi Shimad, Rupanuga Charyavarya, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Secondly, I offer my pranam thousands of times at the lotus feet of my Param Gurudev, Nityalila Parvishnu Om Vishnu Pada Shodra Satsi Shimad, Bhakti Pragyan Keshu Goswami Maharaj. And I offer my pranam to my great-great-grandfather Guru Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sasari Thakur and all gurus in our Rupanuga Gaudiya Guru Parampara. And thirdly, I offer my pranam to all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially my Pujaniya Guru Jana, my worshipable superiors, the disciples of Nityalila Prabhishtha Vishnu Pada Stodra Satsi Shimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Nanyutidandi Padgan, and all my great dear God brothers and God sisters and the assembled guests. Though I am unqualified, Srila Gurudev ordered me to speak a few words in glorification of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj and taking the remnants of all the exalted Vaishnavas and Vaishnavi who have been speaking before myself. So you know that Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj is very prominent acharya in our sampradaya. But what is it that makes a Vaishnav a great acharya? The great acharya is that person who is a satshishya, bona fide disciple. Yasya deve pra bhakti yatha deve tathagaro tasyaiti katita hyata prakashante mahatmanaha. Only unto that person who has implicit, unwavering faith in the lotus feet of Sadguru, only unto that person are all the confidential purports of Ved Shastra revealed automatically within their hearts. So from the very beginning, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj manifested a supernatural dedication and faith in the lotus feet of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sahasrara Thakur Jagadguru Srila Prabhupada. From the very beginning, when he took shelter of Srila Prabhupada, when Srila Prabhupada gave him Diksha Mantras, Gopal Mantra and Kam Gayatri, after his initiation, you know that usually after initiation everyone feels very joyful. You can see they are smiling and they seem to be very happy. But after receiving initiation from Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur, at that time Vinod Brahmachari, he looked somewhat upset. And he looked towards his Gurudev and he said, "Gurudev, is it that you will not give me Guru Mantra and Guru Gayatri, or will I have to receive this from someone else?" Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur became very, very happy. He was overjoyed. And for the first time, he gave Guru Mantra and Guru Gayatri. He had not given before. So the fact that this mantra is coming down to us today, this is by the causeless mercy of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj. This is a very important contribution in the life of every single devotee, made by Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj. Because he understood what was the essence of spiritual life. And after his initiation, he began to serve Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sahasrara Thakur with his complete energy. Once it so happened that the course of the Ganges River was moving and there was a great danger that the Samadhi Mandir of Srila Gaurakishore Das Babaji Maharaj would be washed into the Ganga. So at that time, because of this danger, Srila, that time Vinod Brahmachari, he went with some devotees and excavated the entire Samadhi and carried it in its complete form from one side of the Ganga to the Mayapur side. In this way, he performed a very astonishing service for the satisfaction of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sahasrara Thakur. In so many ways he served him. But it seems that during the life, the pastimes, the Prakat Lila, the manifest pastimes of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur, the great qualities of Vinod Brahmachari, they were not fully manifest. Many could not recognize him. Why? Falabanta Briksha Gunabanta Jan Namrata Sabhavata Hayanuksan. When a tree is full of fruit, it always bows down. So in the same way, those who actually have transcendental qualities, they're always very meek and humble, and they hide their qualifications from the world. Many devotees thought, oh, Vinod Brahmachari, he is not educated, he is not learned, he does not know Siddhanta. He knows how to run around here and there, doing all kinds of physical labors for the service of his guru. But they did not recognize that he was very rasik. He was a great darshanik, very deeply realized philosopher. And he was also a transcendental poet. He had all types of spiritual qualities. Once, one of Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur's very prominent disciples who became the Acharya in Gaudiya Math after his disappearance, he came and saw that Vinod Brahmachari was reading Tattva Sandarbha. And he said, oh, why are you reading this? This is very difficult philosophy you cannot understand. He wanted to stop him from reading. Very humbly, Vinod Brahmachari, he closed the book and he said, you may ask me any question you like from this book. Then that person, he began to ask the hardest questions that he could think of. And at once, without any effort, without any hesitation, Vinod Brahmachari gave the answers, gave the replies. So his vast learning and many qualities. Oh, how he was deeply absorbed in bhajan. He hid these things from the world. And many could not understand how great he was. In 1937, towards the very end of the pastimes of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur, he called his disciples around him and he gave them his final instructions. He told them, now you should understand that time is very short. Our life is very short. So we should try to give all of our energy into Harinam Sankirtanam. Always there should be Harikatha and Harinam Sankirtanam. Try to cooperate together to fulfill the mission of Rupa and Raghunath. The only goal in our life is Adadana Stinam Dantar Idamya Che Puna Puna Srimad Rupa Padambo Dulisham Janma Janmani. Birth after birth to become the foot dust of Sri Rupa. He gave these instructions and he also said some prophetic statements. He said that in the future many formidable adversities will come, many problems and many difficulties. But in the face of all types of difficulties, you should go on preaching the mission of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And shortly after that, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur disappeared from this world. And then, in Gaudiya Math, many problems came. And there was so much fighting between the prominent disciples. And at that time, Vinod Brahmachari found it unbearable to stay within the society where many were fighting over power and position and buildings and land. And without arguing over the property of his Gurudev, he just walked out without taking any money, any property, without taking any facility, with nothing in his pocket. He left. But he left with the mission, with the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur, very firmly placed within his heart. And very soon, though his qualities were not manifest before, now he manifests his Acharya Lila, his pastime of being a very great, powerful and prominent Acharya. The printing of so many magazines had come to a halt, and he acquired a printing press and began printing the magazines again. The Navadvip Parikrama had stopped, but single-handedly he went from devotee to devotee and asked them, please take part in this parikrama. And with the help of other god brothers also, he traveled here and there and invited everyone to come for the Navadvip Parikrama. But he had no money. He had no way to arrange all the facilities for the people. So he took a very big risk and took a loan of 20,000 rupees, which was a large sum of money in those days. And he invited everyone to come for the programma and took them everywhere and told very sweet Harikatha in all of the places. And then at the end of the programma, he requested them, how are you going back to your village? Are you going by train? Do you need some money? Oh, I will give you the train fare. And he individually went to the different people on the programma in a very humble mood and even offered to pay their train fare returning home. But he requested from them one dakshina, one donation. And that is, if you have undergone any slight inconvenience or difficulty during this programma, I simply beg you that when you return to your village, that you'll not say anything about that. But rather, you should tell everyone that it was very comfortable, very enjoyable, and there was very beautiful Harikatha, and in this way more will come. And so, from these humble beginnings, Navdeep programma started again. And after a few years, it became 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, 10,000, now 20,000 devotees, all by the blessings and the mercy of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Krishna Goswami. At that time, a very formidable adversity came. As Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sasari Thakur said, formidable adversities will come, but go on preaching the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, that Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Goswami started the magazines and the programma of Navadvip and Brajmandal programma and also All India programma and even in Dwarka and also Ketramandal programma during Purushottam Mass. Though he did all of these things, more importantly, he protected the Siddhanta and the conclusions of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, which came under attack from some of his own apparently prominent disciples. Who was that? Ananta Vasudev and Sundarananda Vidyavinod. Once, some disciples, they came to Devananda Gaudiya Math, and they had been in Bagh Bazar, which had come under the control of Ananta Vasudev. When they came...
Tell some Sri. Sri Vasudev. Ananta Vasudev.
Sri.
Always Sri.
Pujapad Ananta Vasudev. Sri Ananta Vasudev. So when
Pujapad, but you can tell Sri Pad.
When that those devotees returned from there, Prangurdev asked them, "Where have you been?" They said, "I have been in Bagh Bazar." He said, "Did you take any prasadam there?" He said, "Yes." He told them, "You should fast for 3 days. Take bath in the Ganges with all your clothes on, and you should fast for 3 days. Why? He had so much nishtha in Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur that if anyone would go against him, then he could not have any connection. Even his own blood brother, Odalumi Maharaj, he also began to follow some of the ideas at one point of Ananta Vasudev and Sri Sundarananda Vidyavinod. And at that time, Parangudev took a vow that in my life, I never want to see his face again. So in this way, his incredible nishtha in the lotus feet of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was expressed. When they tried to prove that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not in the line of Madhvacharya, then Param Gurudev, in very expert way, giving 15, 16, 17, 18, more than that, explanations, different ways of cutting all of their arguments, he established the conclusion of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur that the Gaudiya Vaishnavas are in the line of Madhvacharya. Oh, when they tried to explain that there is no sannyas in Kalijuk, then Param Gurudev established the conclusions of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur in regard to sannyas. When they tried to explain that there's no such thing as Sri Guru Parampara, only Sri Pancharatrik Parampara, only a Diksha line, then Param Gurudev, very powerfully, with irrefutable logic and undefeatable arguments, he established the Sri Guru Parampara conception, which had been explained by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Not only that, not only defending the conception of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur from outsiders, but even within the Math, there was some confusion about his teachings. Once it happened that there was a discussion, and in that discussion, in the Istagosti, a question was raised that there's some difference between the commentary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur and the commentary of Srila Bhaktinoda Thakur on the verse of Upadeshamrita, Krishneti Yasya Giritam Manasa Driyeta. And at that time, even some of the prominent disciples of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur supported the commentary of Srila Bhaktinoda Thakur. But Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami very humbly requested a chance to speak. And he said that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur, from his childhood, he traveled everywhere with Bhaktinoda Thakur. In his childhood, he would carry his books under his arm and put them before him when he would give a lecture and sit and hear everything. So he's heard everything from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He has read all the books of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And therefore, he knows all of his conceptions. And as for us, how do we know Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur? We have not met with him. Only we know of him through Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And therefore, we should understand that if our Gurudev has written something different from Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, apparently, then we should think that he's done it with full knowledge of what Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written, and that he wants to express some speciality or some deeper idea from which we can all benefit. And then he went on to explain the speciality of the commentary of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur on this verse. So that we can see from his life how he had complete nishtha in the lotus feet of his Gurudev, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sasari Thakur. He has been given the title Acharya Kesari, the lion-like Acharya. Lion-like means that for those who are inimical to bhakti, he was very, very bold and ferocious. Once he was going here and there with some brahmacharis collecting donations for the Navadvip Parikrama. And at that time there had been a very huge flood, and many villagers had been devastated, and the villagers were poor, they hardly had anything to eat, their lives were in ruins. And at that time, Jyoti Babu, who was the leader of the Communist Party, was going here and there, village to village, to meet with the villagers and gather support for his political purposes. Later he became Prime Minister of Bengal.
Chief Minister
later. So at that time, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshavaj was walking with some brahmacharis, and the leader of the Communist Party and Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami, they met face to face. So he was an atheist, and he looked at the sadhus with disgust and said, what are you doing here? Have you come to see the devastation caused by the flood and to give help to the villagers? Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj replied, we have come here to invite the villagers for Navadvip Dham Parikrama, and also to ask for them to give some donations or some provisions to help with our prasadam distribution during the parikrama. And then Jyoti Babu became furious. He said, what are you talking about? These people themselves, they practically have nowhere to live and nothing to eat, and you have come to beg from them. You sadhus, you are the disgrace of India. This is why our society is in a mess. Oh, hearing these words, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj spoke to him very strongly. This Jyoti Babu had said, can't you see that there's been a devastating flood? Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Maharaj replied, flood? What flood? I can't see any flood. You're speaking that there's a great big flood, but actually, even the fire on the end of your cigarette has not been extinguished. Because he was smoking a cigarette. Even your cigarette didn't go out. What are you talking about? There's a flood. He explained that we have come to help the people from the real flood. What is that? That is called the Naimittik Pralaya. At the end of the day of Lord Brahma, at that time the waters from the bottom of the universe will rise and inundate the whole universe, and all the jivas will meet with destruction. And then after that, again they will have to be reborn. And for thousands and thousands of lives, they are living in this world having no gain, completely futile life, because they are ignorant of God consciousness. And therefore they will be destroyed in the pralaya, in the flood of the whole universe. Not once, but again and again and again. And the reason is because they have not developed devotion for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then Param Gurudev explained, there were many materialistic persons like you in the past. Like who? Ravan. You know Ravan? He tried to build a staircase going up to heaven so that ordinary people without doing any religion could just walk up to heaven without being religious. So he was also interested in the welfare of the people. But because he was a demon, because he was against God, what was the result? He didn't help anyone. He could not even help himself. And he met with a very violent death. And he was finished. His family, his dynasty, and everything was completely finished. Hiranyakashipu, Napoleon, Hitler, Mussolini. There are so many personalities who they tried to do something they thought to help the world. But because they were atheistic, because they did not teach God consciousness, then themselves, their plans, and all of their followers, they were completely ruined. So I am giving this warning to you, and you should heed it before it's too late. So Param Gurudev was a very strong speaker, and he would not compromise on any issue. So he's called Acharya Keshari, the lion like Acharya. But this word Keshari means, female lioness. Because the lioness is very ferocious to others, but to her own cubs, she's very, very soft and full of love and affection. So Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj was like that. So Srita Anancha Paline, those who had taken shelter of him, he protected them with so much love and affection. We see that it is quite common in the history of the world that if a guru will leave this world, then the disciples, they will weep in separation. But we see in the example of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj that being guru, even he would weep for his disciples. Once it happened that one of his Babaji disciples who had taken Babaji Vesh from him, that is Sri Bhangsi Badanananda, he was serving in the Mat in Chinchura, and he was very humble, always chanting Harinam, always serving the devotees, cooking all the offerings for the deities, serving day and night, always. And when he was very old, he became sick, and Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj came there to see him. But when he arrived there, he had left this world. And Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj, seeing the Aprakrita Vigraha, the transcendental body of his Babaji Vesh disciple, lying there after he passed away, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj himself gave Dandavat Pranam to his disciple. Then he did Purakrama, and he was weeping in separation from him. Also his own disciple, Ananga Mohan Brahmachari. He was a very simple boy, but always serving and doing kirtan, and giving satisfaction to Guru and all Vaishnavas. And he became very sick. Param Gurudev tried so many ways and different medical treatments to help him. But finally, he left this world in a very glorious way, crying out, "Oh Gauranga, oh Radha and Krishna, they're calling me, I'm going to be with them." And he left this world. And when Param Gurudev heard that Ananga Mohan Brahmachari had left this world, he began to weep. Also, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj, how he was serving his Gurudev day and night in the printing press. And one day, he got his fingers caught in the machine, and the tips of his fingers were removed by the printing machine. And when Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj heard this, he began to weep, and out of compassion for his disciples. So on the one hand, he was very, very powerful and ferocious for those who were against bhakti. And on the other hand, his heart was always soft and melting with compassion for those who had taken shelter of him. So, also, towards the end of his career, he could look back and see how many wonderful things he had done in the service of his Gurudev, how he had established Sri Gaudiya Vedanta Samiti with so many mats in so many places, how he had manifested in this world. It is also the glory of the Vaishnav. What? Not only his Guru Parampara, but also his Shishya Parampara. How he had manifested and given to the world such great personalities as Nityalila Pravistam Vishnupad Sishimad, Bhaktivedanta Trivikram Goswami Maharaj, and Param Pujapad, Srila Bhaktivedanta Vaman Goswami Maharaj, and our Gurudev, Om Vishnupad Astodasat Sishimad, Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. They are also his Vaibhav, the manifestation of his power and glory. And so he had done so many wonderful things in the service of his Gurudev, facing so many difficulties. Yet, in his older age, then he would weep, and he would remember, how was it done? Oh, I have not done anything. I have not done anything. It was by the mercy of my Gurudev, and also by the mercy of Srila Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj. Because when he was very young, in the year 1915, in the last year of the life of Srila Gokishodas Babaji Maharaj in this world. Srila Gokishodas Babaji Maharaj was doing bhajan in a latrine, in a public toilet, with the door locked. And the chief of police and district magistrate, they came there, and they were knocking on the door. Oh, Babaji Maharaj, please come out, please come out. We'll make a very nice bhajan kutu for you. But he was going, I am too sick, I cannot open the door, I cannot get up. But then, when Vinod Brahmachari came there, with the Pujapad Nimi Maharaj.
Nimi Maharaj.
Nimi Maharaj.
Gaur
Govinda Prabhu in those days.
And this, also to
Saroj
Vasini Devi.
Auntie Saroj Vasini Devi. So they came there and knocked on the door. And he said, oh, I have come. We are the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. And at once, Srila Gokishore Das Babaji Maharaj opened the door, let them in and shut the door and closed it again. So they gave pranam to him and took the dust from his lotus feet. And he gave blessings to Vinod Brahmachari. I bless you that you should do bhajan, that your bhajan should be successful. And all types of obstacles which will come to you, oh, they will all be completely destroyed. So I will take them away myself upon my head. So even though Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, he met with so many obstacles, he crossed over all of them. And in his old age, then he would weep. Oh, it was by the mercy of Srila Gokishore Das Babaji Maharaj. And also, though his achievements were so wonderful and he was so qualified, he would weep and thinking, I have done wrong. I have done wrong things. Oh, why did I give some support in the beginning to the next acharya of this Gaudiya Math? I did wrong. So only seeing in himself his own faults, thinking that these are faults, and weeping for this, though he was surrounded by the glories of his wonderful preaching achievements and so many jewel-like disciples. Not only that, but Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Maharaj was a very astonishing Aprakrita Kavi, a transcendental poet, and therefore he gave to the world such astonishing books as Vaishnav Vijay and the Tosi Parikrama that we sing every evening, and also Sri Radhavinod Bihari Tatvastikam, and the arti of his Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sahasrari Thakur, and the song that we sing every morning, Mangala Sri Guru Gaura, Mangala Murati. These songs, though the language is apparently simple, the Siddhanta and the Rasa Vichara which is within them is unprecedented. How he managed to present or Tattva Siddhanta and Rasa Siddhanta or together at once, and in such a way that it was digestible for ordinary people, that they could sing and realize something and gradually realize more and more and more as they go in their spiritual life. Especially in his Radhavinod Bihari Tatastikam, he has written, Radha Chinta Niveshena Yasya Kanti Vilopita Sri Krishnam Tamaham Vande Radha Lingita Bigraham. By this verse, he has indicated the highest conceptions of the Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga. It is a very astonishing thing. You know that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to South India, and on the bank of Godavari, he met with Rai Ramananda. And he asked from him, please can you tell me about sadhya, the goal of life, and sadhana, the method to achieve it. So Ramananda Rai, he gave some suggestions. Varnashram Dharma. Mahaprabhu said, Eho Baye, Agi Keo Har. This is external, go further, go further. He gave other suggestions. Karmapana, Sharnagati, Gyan Mishra Bhakti, and Prema Bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, Raganuga Bhakti, higher and higher. He spoke about Prem in Dasaras, Sakyaras, Vatsayaras, Madhuyarasa. He spoke about the glories of Gopi's Prem. And he even glorified the Swarup of Srimati Radhika, came to the highest point. And Mahaprabhu was overjoyed. He was overjoyed. And then Mahaprabhu said, if there's anything more, can you tell me? Ramananda Rai was amazed. He said, no one ever asked for anything more than this. Because Mahaprabhu's motto is always, go further, go further. So Ramananda Rai said, no one ever asked anything like this. And then he told him, I can say something, but I don't know whether or not it will be pleasing to you. Now there was no Shastra to describe what he wanted to say. There was nothing in Shastra to tell the realization which was in the heart of Rai Ramananda. He said, my Lord, there is one more thing. It is called Prem Vilas Vivarta. And he wanted to explain it.
Paila yaraga nana bangibela, anudina barla, avadina gela, naso ramana nahama ramani, duimanu manubhava peshna jani. Radharani is telling that, oh, in the beginning, our love began only by an exchange of glances, when I glanced towards Krishna. But now that love has increased more and more, unlimitedly every day. Now, oh, at the time of meeting with Krishna, I cannot understand. I am the beloved and he is my lover, or he is my beloved and I am his lover. This, the stage of praying, so high and inconceivable, it had not been expressed anywhere before. When Ramananda Rai went to speak it, at that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took his hand and covered his mouth. Oh, don't tell about this. But what is this? Afterwards, Ramananda Rai explained, Paile dakhilong toma sanyasi surup ebi mui toma deki shama goparup. First I saw you like a sanyasi, but now I am seeing you with in the form of a very dark, beautiful cowherd boy. Tomara sammukhi deki kanchana panchalika taragora kante tomar sava angadaka. And in front of you, there's a very beautiful golden doll. He's not taking the name of Radhika, hiding the identity of Radhika to make the discussion more sweet. There's a beautiful golden doll before you, and her golden complexion is completely covering all of your limbs, and thus you have become golden. So this form of Krishna, who is golden, this is Sisi Radha Vinod Bihari, the most confidential and a very beautiful form of Krishna. At that time when he's meeting with Radhika and embraced by her, and he's completely covered by the luster, her own golden luster. This confidential thing had not been revealed to the world in any shastra. Ramananda Rai tried to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tried to cover the mouth of Ramananda Rai, even that he would not speak it. But Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj very cautiously mercifully manifested that very form in the world. And now Srila Gurudev has taken that Sisi Radha Vinod Bihari all over the world. So all the jivas will have a chance to have a darshan of that form of Krishna that Mahaprabhu would not even let Ramananda Rai speak about in private on the bank of Godavari. So this is the glory of Srila Bhakti Pragyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj. Not completely, only little spark. I am unable to touch his glories. Only what I have heard from sitting at the lotus feet of Srila Gurudev, I try to repeat one or two drops. If I have made any mistake, I pray that Gurudev, Vaishnavas and all will forgive me for my unlimited offenses. And if I have said anything which was of value, it was only by their causeless mercy. Nitilila Pravishtom Vishnu Pada Shtota Satsi Shimad Bhakti Prakyan Keshav Goswami Maharaj Ki.
Thank you. Today I am remembering one sloka. The same sloka to Dandi Swami Shishimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he has repeated from the verse of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So I remember that sloka. Vairagya Yoga Bhakti Rasam Prayatnai Apayan Manu Bhishmanda Kripam Bodhisha Paradukha Dukhi Tam Sikesavam Prabhu. He repeated and he was weeping bitterly, Swamiji. And he wrote, when I gave this news to him, he was perhaps in America, anywhere.
Seattle, Washington.
And he at once replied, I called all the devotees assembly, and then we passed a resolution there, and there I revived this sloka, and I am very, very much for feeling separation. Though he was God's brother, but really he was my bosom friend and well wisher. So I also remember this issue. Vairagya Yoga Bhakti Rasam Prajatnai Apayan Manun Bhikshimandam. I had taken birth in the land where
Bodha was there, Buddha, Magadhe, Jarasandha. But fortunately, on the bank of
Ganges,
and near Siddhasram of Vishwamitra and Narada Rishi. So, he took my
sikha
and dragged me in his lotus feet. I never wanted to drink the sweetness of bhakti, especially the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through Rupa Goswami. Highest thing, Mahabhav, Madanakya Bhav, everything. I never wanted, but forcibly he gave in my mouth. Like a cough, he don't want to drink it, but his master takes his mouth open and keeps. So he took my sikha and brought in his lotus feet. And he gave so many nectars that I am now preaching. All the credit in my lotus feet of my spiritual master, Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami.
When I remember, I become overwhelmed. Like him, we have been with him in Mayapur, Parikrama. And when he used to go to Samadhi temple of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, as he used to begin something to glorify his Gurudev, but used to become more restless, weeping, and he could not utter a word. Then he used to tell by ishara,
by hint,
by sign,
indication.
And then myself or others, especially he used, I have seen two times he told me. At that time I was very lame in Bengali. But still he used it. And what I had previously heard, I used to speak at that. So, the backbone of bhakti is Guru Nishtha. I told you that from beginning he has Guru Nishtha. If you have no Guru Nishtha, you may be a learned person or any very intelligent, but you cannot realize, oh, Sri Bhakti, what to tell of Prema Bhakti given by Rupa Goswami. As he told, it is very wonderful that if a man is very high class of darshanik, philosopher, oh, his heart becomes like a stone. But our Guru Maharaj was also a very high class of rasic poet. In his Radha Krishna
Mangalarati,
he has described all the pastimes written in Govinda Lila Amrit, Krishna Bhavan Amrit and others. He had not taken any name. But I think, oh, he has given all these things like ocean in a pot. Everything. He wrote the Aarti of his Gurudev. Oh, the, at that time, the
Reservoir.
reservoir.
No, no, no. Receiver, ঠিক আছে বলুন, ঠিক আছে, ঠিক আছে.
Bhakti Bilas Tirtha Maharaj.
ঠিক আছে.
He was then president there in Mayapur, in the place of Srila Prabhupada. And he took his old poetry, old sick song, but he changed the name and he kept his name. Then our Gurudev became very happy, that it was so good that he took his whole thing, but in his name.
They could not check the grid, how beautiful is that.
But our Guru Maharaj became very happy. And he wrote in Gaudiya Patrika. And then he was very ashamed and he apologized. Oh, as he told, he was lying. You are now hearing something. And I
have seen practically.
Oh, that line I have seen and served. Even Pujyapad Tribhikam Maharaj, Pujyapad Bhaman Maharaj, they never
dare to
ask questions and answer. But I, from beginning, like a cup of lion. I never feared him. From beginning I served him. And I used to make so many questions and with arguments. So many things. And he used to answer me in a very humble and polite way. Once the Bhikkhu Maharaj went to him and told that I want to learn something, Vedant Sutra. Please explain. Oh, you should go and read the book. But for me, it was very, very much kind to me. I was very humble, like a baby boy. And he gave chances to serve him and his devotee Anang Mohan, that he told Pujyapad Bhaman Maharaj and all others to become Maharaj. He was also learned that if anyone will do anything against his Gurudev, at once he will jump and cut his all arguments. Once a Babaji Sahajiya of Radha Kunda, Vrindavan, Govardhan, they told that, oh, they are what? Chusing?
Sucking.
Sucking the seed of mango.
Not the juice of mango.
The tester of the juice, mango juice.
And we are what doing? We are testing all these things. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami was not a rasik. And he was not in the line of Rupa Goswami. And our Guru Maharaj boldly wrote a Sahajiya Dalangu. And he gave so much argument and cutting their all. And he proved a court case was filed against him to pay 2 lakhs or 3 lakhs.
Prestige hamper.
I requested him personally that, make a very high court vakil.
Lawyer.
To defend. And Guru Maharaj took. And when he came to the court and began to plead, then all were astonished. And they came to Gurudev and
apologized.
Once, you know, Nimbaditya Acharya, Nimbarka. After passing away of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami, they wrote that Mahaprabhu was defeated by Keshav Kashmiri
and took
initiation Gopal Mantra from Keshav Kashmiri. So he is disciple of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, disciple of Keshav Kashmir. Oh, they met him, came to me, And I showed to my Guru Maharaj, he was at Mathura. Oh, he read it and became red.
Very furious.
Very serious. Oh, have a pen and
paper.
And he dictated what he told. There was no Nimbark. There was a Nimbadikta in four sampradaya. No Nimbark at all in history. If he was, then Ji Goswami has written, or any of our charges has written. So, there was, this is false person. So, Kesava Kashmiri was defeated by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It is like a historian fact, historical fact. And it has been written not only in Chaitanya Chaitanya, in their books also. Madhavendra Puripad, he was of our sampradaya. And he gave Gopal Diti to Vallabhacharya. So it is the root of all sampradaya. So there is no Nimbark sampradaya at all. And then they filed a court case against him of 2-3 lakhs for manhan. But when they went to the Mathura in high class of advocates and lawyers, they told, don't keep your hands in the
fire.
Hole of a snake.
Poisonous snake.
He's a very poisonous snake. If he will
wake him up.
He will at once jump and bite you. So don't do anything. Keep silent.
And
they were silent. They did nothing. So I have seen from beginning how he was a great poet, Rashi, Tattvagya, Tattvacharya, lion singer, and so many qualities. So today is his birthday. We can glorify him. Only we have touched something. Day after tomorrow is the birthday of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We will then glorify him. Tomorrow is in the mistake. We will begin our classes from Shraddha, Nishtha, Ruchi, Ashakti, and then Bhav. And according to this, Anna Bhilashita Sunyam, this
slok,
we will clear it that the standards of bhakti and their bhaks, as we have done in LHY and other Miami. So I want that they should hear, and they should have very strong faith in bhakti, so that they should not be weak. I know that anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna name with love and affection and with very strong faith, what will be the result? Hearing Harikatha, what will be the effect? First effect will be that
detachment.
That is slow. Bhakti yogo bhagavati vasudeve prayojita janat asu vairagyam gyananca yaduhe. Bhakti is bound to come. And if bhakti is coming, then really detachment from worldly things and sense gratification must be there. And all kinds of knowledge, Krishna Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Maya Tattva, Prem Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, all is bound to come. Where we see that by hearing, chanting, remembering, worshipping, lust increasing, sense gratification increasing, not a strongness is coming, then what you think? What you think? Something lacking. You should, then what to do? You should read the life and the teachings of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Haridas Thakur. Our Gurudev, even your Prabhupada, how he kept his life and soul in his hand for preaching the mission of his Gurudev, Guru Parampara. So I think you can have so many father, mothers, girlfriends, boyfriends, so many children, everything in other lakhs and lakhs lives. And you have enjoyed all the from beginning of this creation, but not satisfied. So please give me
one life.
Oh, only one this. This life you should hear, you should worship, meditate, chant with full affection, with the core of heart. Core of heart. And then you will realize all these things. If you have everything, all the paraphernalias of your life, oh, hundreds of cars, so many buses, even aeroplane, even so much wealth, kingdom, position, also beautiful, intelligent children, very beautiful wife, but you cannot be happy. Never and never. So please give me this thing, that in this life we will chant, remember, and hear Harikatha in the high class of association. If you are doing, then Krishna will come and he will provide you all kinds of
paraphernalia.
Necessities. Maintenance. Every, all things. He will maintain you. Keeping something on his head and he will come. And don't be anxious. Don't be worried for this. So try to give this life only to serve Krishna. If you are giving your life and still you have not gain anything, what harm? Again, you will be donkey, monkey,
dogs,
hogs, and so many Mrs. Dogs, Mrs. what, hogs, you can have, and you can enjoy all your sense gratification, no harm. What you will lose? Nothing to lose. So please remember this shlok or Srimad Bhagavatam. Labdhvar sudurlabham bahusham manusham arthatam apihat turunam jateta na pateta anumittu jav nisesa. Thank you all to come here and hearing in this class. I am very happy that what we are discussing, even 1% you will take in your heart and return back, then I will be very happy, very happy. Bhakti is very rare in this world. Oh, high class of pure devotee is very rare in this world. You should not think that, whole world is engaged in sense gratification and they are becoming Bauddhas and so many these, that. Don't. Rare. Manishyanam sahasresu kaschitta. Everywhere it has written. Or Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur told. By preaching, if one pure devotee is coming, then our preaching is successful. I know that all cannot be very pure devotee. But even in these old days, by the order of Guru Dev, I'm coming, I'm preaching here, there, without any rest. Oh, last day I was in Brazil. After 12 hours,
flying,
I came here. Today I'm speaking. So you should think.
You spoke in morning today also?
Yes.
Two times.
So try to be a very bona fide, good devotee, and especially a what?
Pure.
Disciple. Guru can be so many in this world. More. But a pure disciple is very rare. So we will discuss all these things. You should try to take even 1%, your life will be successful. Gaur Premanand. Krishna Das.
Was ends the class in the evening of the 19th of February 2002 in Olpe, Germany. Hare Krishna.